Dr. Pepper.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off and go with Rose. Hi, Rose.
I'm calling about my father. He's 75 years old, and he's having a lot of vascular problems.
Okay.
He's had 6 amputations, and every time he gets an amputation, his skin starts dying around the amputation, and I'll have to go and scrape it.
All right, well, now, obviously, does he have diabetes?
He has vascular disease, diabetes, and he's had heart failure.
What all has he changed? Has he made any major changes in his life? Talk to me a little bit about his lifestyle, what he does now. I mean, if he's losing, you know, the different, what has he lost limb-wise? Or talk to me a little bit about that.
Okay.
Where is he at? Give me his status so I can get a good picture.
Okay. It started off with a toe, and it took his toe off. And
which
then
toe?
Had to take, like,
which toe?
It was a middle toe. I believe, a middle toe, and then it spread, and then they had to take off 3 toes, and then they took off his ankle, and then they took up to his kneecap, and then it started down the other foot, and so far he's up to both above his knees right now, and I was wondering if there was anything I could do to help his skin grow back healthy.
Well, as far as his skin growing back healthy, there's not a lot you can do as far as this regard, because the challenge is that he's in a place where the diabetes is playing a pretty big role. He's got the devascularization due to the vascular disease, and he's had heart failure. So he's got a lot of chips against him. But one thing he can start doing more than anything is to change the way that he eats, watching the nutrition that he puts in his body. Supplements can be helpful. But, I mean, again, this is not going to create drastic change, but at least it can be some things that he can start working on. Because it's better to start at least working on some things that you know can help, but just know that things have already gotten to a pretty tough place. But I know what you're saying is you don't want it to get any worse, right? That's kind of what you're shooting for, is that you don't want it to get any worse. And so for the skin to become healthy, and for the skin to get better, you just have to start doing things like omega-3 fatty acids, you have to start working on those. Anything that supports skin health is going to be helpful. Silica is really great, and you can get all that sort of thing in a health food store. But as far as the nutrition goes, plenty of lean quality proteins, very important. I'd cut out any type of inflammatory type food that would hinder any type of digestion process, because as you do that, you're going to increase the body's ability to make good new healthy cells. And at the end of the day, that's going to be the key for him. Because even though he's in a tough spot, at least he can be proactive about his health. But obviously, if he has diabetes and he's struggling with getting over heart failure, those sorts of things, I mean, that is a challenge within itself. It is. But I would encourage you, as you're working with his physicians, to make sure that you come up with a good nutritional game plan. And that includes eating plenty of foods, lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates, cutting out the grains and the starches and whatnot. And some people would say, well, my gosh, he's already had portions of his limbs amputated. Let the guy eat whatever he wants to. And there are some people that have that attitude. I don't. Simply because I believe that our health is a gift, And whatever we do with our health is our gift of giving back. At whatever stage in life we're in, or whatever stage of a health challenge that we're in, you should never give up, and you should always come up with a game plan. Now, depending on what his doctors say, vitamin C has really good reputation for helping with skin, hair, and nails as well. And if he's got to do supplements, make sure it's at least a natural-based supplement of some kind. And if you go to a good health food store, they can walk you through all that sort of thing. But silica or silicon, they make supplements like that. And for years, that's been known to produce healthy skin, healthy hair, healthy nails, that sort of thing. And as he's getting blood work done in the middle of all this, as far as being his cheerleader in the middle of it all, the biggest thing I would focus on, if I were you, if this was me, is doing whatever exercise he can. You're thinking, well, he's lost both legs. Well, it doesn't matter. Because they make actual bikes that you can use with the arms, the upper body. They use a lot of times in strength and rotator cuff. They use a lot of times in physical therapy. You can go to a physical therapy based on a referral from his physician, and he can start doing some upper body exercise that will increase vascular flow if he can handle that. I don't know at what level he's at, if they would okay that or not. So those are the sort of things that you want to look into. And, you know, it's all about what can you do, not what can't he do. Because at the end of the day, he needs to focus on every minute he has to be focused on increasing his health. Enjoying his life, but increasing his health, because he still can. And, you know, the challenge is, a lot of people say, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, it sounds like it's over. I've already had half of both legs amputated. And that's nothing to shrug off. But at the same time, the foods that he eats, the water, getting plenty of water during the day, increasing any form of exercise that he can to increase the cardiovascular output. Now, with heart failure, he can't do a lot of heavy exercise anyway, so that an upper body bike would probably be okay, depending on what his physician says. It all depends. Making these choices makes a difference. And if you need some good websites to go to, you know, you can go to lifestyleresearch.org is a good website to get some help. Also, Mercola is a good website to check out. There are some good websites to get some information regarding that. But at the end of the day, he's got to make the best choices for him. And you helping him by getting information is good, but he has to make the changes. And that's what I would encourage him to do. There's not a silver bullet if you're asking me for skin growth. There are some things that can help, but it's more about coming up with an overall plan that will enable and empower his body to regenerate the good new healthy cells in the middle of what he's dealing with. And to fight the body and help do anything he can to help support the pancreas, to do anything he can regarding that will be his greatest help. Let's go to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
How can I help, darling?
My husband, his toenails are really thick and yellow and kind of flaky, and he's tried several over-the-counter treatments, and they don't really work. His latest thing is putting bleach on him, and it's sort of helping, but I just wondered if there was something else he should be doing.
Yeah, has he done any drug by his physician, like nystatin? Has he done any type of antifungal, anti-yeast related medication?
No, he has not.
So just over the counter, right?
Yeah.
Lamisil,
right.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, those sort of things.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's got two options, okay? Now, you can get pretty aggressive after the toenail fungus, which is what he has. Sounds like it anyway. You can get pretty aggressive. Nystatin is a really good medication. A lot of physicians will recommend, and it's a pretty short based treatment, but it has great results to it for some people. The other is you can go more of a natural route for toenail fungus, and that involves using ionic silver, echinacea. There are some different components that will help with that as well. It's a lengthier process. I'll mention that to you in just a moment when we come out of this break. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own
own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 8, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,293.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,340.55, $670.27 for a half ounce, or $335.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,340.55, $670.27, and $335.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can check us out on the web. Also, Facebook and Twitter, both at the same address there. We were talking in the break with Erin. She was talking about her husband's toenails, dealing with toenail fungus, really, is what's going on. And they've tried some over-the-counter medications. They haven't really worked. And we were talking about going into something deeper. A lot of physicians will recommend something like nystatin, typically, if they want to go for yeast infection, potentially. And sometimes with fungal-related infections as well. So here's the deal. You can go that route. There's a natural route you can go to. There's some pretty good research on it and some results people have seen with echinacea and ionic silver. You soak it. Remember, any type of fungal-type issue in the body, you have to tackle it typically from the outside as well as the inside, from the gut. Probiotics can be helpful, too. There's some good research behind that. So those are some components that you might want to look into. But the ionic silver and echinacea, they actually put it in a warm liquid, and you soak the toenail in it. And there's some different ways to look at that. And a lot of health food stores will have those kind of some instructions on how to do that and whatnot. But you've got to tackle from the inside, too. And that, you know, that means getting the gut flora in a healthy state. And there's a lot of ways to do that. Probiotics are really, really beneficial. Using enzymes or a betaine hydrochloride when he's eating his meals can be very helpful too. But again, wormwood and black walnut are two from an internal perspective in more of the natural world. If you want to look at more herbal formulas and all that, that can tend to be helpful. So you might want to look into that. There's been people that have said that's really good results with both of those. Just be careful when you look at those. Look at the brands and make sure you read the labels and all that sort of thing if you're going to do your own research. Because with black walnut, wormwood, those types of antifungal type herbal formulas, if you will, if you look at all the standard text on dosages and all that, you have to cycle those, they say, in a lot of the books like the PDR guide, which is a standard guide, will tell you that it's better to cycle those. Like when I say that, it's taking 7 days on and 7 days off or 14 days on. You have to look at that. And again, the people in the health food stores will be able to guide you in that process. But if that doesn't work, if you want to go that natural route, if you're thinking about that, just keep this in mind. Again, I'm just the guy to give you information. So keep this in mind that if that doesn't work, there are medications that your primary care physician can give you that are not really, I mean, when you think about, I know everybody's worried about side effects, but they do work, and they can knock things out fairly quickly, and you can kind of get back onto it. The toenail fungus can be a real challenge, and it can linger for a long time. Some people have a really, really tough time getting rid of that. So I hope that's helpful. Some of the natural things can work, and like I said, they work for some people, some they don't. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The memory of teens might be affected by binge drinking. Now, I know that teenagers don't drink. I know this is something that that they don't do. Of course, it's something that they do. It's widely known, binge drinking. Kids in college, it goes hand in hand. Well, they found now that it affects the brains of teenagers. A new study shows that the long hangover can wear off, but the binge drinking impairs the working spatial memory of teenagers. Girls especially are more vulnerable to these effects, they said. The spatial working memory is the ability to perceive the space around you, remember, and work with this information to perform a certain task, such as using a map or playing sports or driving a car. And so one study found that female teenage heavy drinkers had less brain activation in several brain regions than female non-drinking teens when doing the same spatial task. So the researcher, Susan F. Tappert, acting chief of psychology at the VA San Diego healthcare system, in a news release, she said the differences in brain activity were linked to worse performance on other measures of attention and working memory ability. So the study was published in Alcoholism, which was a clinic and experimental research journal. But they said that heavy alcohol use could interrupt normal brain cell growth during adolescence, particularly in the frontal brain regions, which could interfere with the teen's ability to perform in school and sports and could have a long-lasting effect even months after the teen uses. And again, teens are drinking alcohol. We know that. It's one of the biggest points in life that kids or teenagers, later teens, hopefully, start drinking in the college years. And they get the hangovers and whatnot. And you know, learning that it does affect memory is challenging. Now, what it does affect is more so acetylcholine, which is our brain chemical, our number one brain chemical that affects memory. So, again, I mean, I don't want to get on a soapbox about drinking alcohol and that sort of thing and getting hammered or drunk with all your buddies. But, again, it does. It affects memory, and they're proving that. And again, there's no free lunch. Whatever you do that's harmful to the body in some aspect, there's consequences all the way, every time. So if you eat poorly over a long period of time and you get cancer in your 50s, you can't sit there and go, gee, I wonder how I got cancer. Or you can't sit there and go, I don't know how I had a heart attack at 45 when you've been eating horrible and you're 50 pounds overweight for the last 15 years. You just can't, you can't ask those questions. So if you drink all the time and then your memory starts to fade, or you smoke pot all the time and your memory starts to fade and you don't know why and you feel like I'm not as sharp as I was 2 years ago. Well, you got to think about that. It's, again, I had a great professor tell me one time there's no free lunch. And it's true. It's not. You will pay a price. So, and this is a great example. But again, the challenge is you can't tell teenagers it's going to affect. No one cares if it affects your memory. That's the challenging part. It's only after they get into their later 20s and 30s and they start getting these kind of issues that it becomes a challenge and it becomes something that they're overly concerned about. But memory can be enhanced if you build up acetylcholine in the body. So if you've gone through this, let me give you just an up on this, is that if you have gone through times of binge drinking, you feel like your memory is decreasing, a lot of things you can do to raise acetylcholine, eggs, fish, chicken, beef, and also the hard cheeses can raise acetylcholine levels, but also there's some supplements that can be helpful. Phosphatidylcholine, very helpful. Lecithin can be helpful. Vitamin B5, also galantamine and huperzine, which is called club moss. All those can be very beneficial in your overall memory.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Walker, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. What are you struggling with? Think about different issues with your health. We talk about them on the show, all kinds of issues. But what about smelly feet? It's smelly feet, they're saying in a new article. Could it be a weapon against malaria? Now, if you've never been to a third world country and dealt with any type of infectious disease, such as malaria, then you haven't been to Africa, because it's one of the most challenging disease processes that they have there. Matter of fact, most people get immunized from malaria when they are... build their defense against malaria before they go there. They'll take kind of like an immunization. It's medication that they'll take. And they'll take it for about 7 days before the trip, and, of course, then take it during the trip. And it tends to help build up an immune resistance to malaria itself. But the mosquito netting and the bug spray, which are common weapons in Africa to fight against malaria, but researchers now have identified another contender, smelly feet. So in a new project funded by the Gates Foundation, scientists will be able to use foot odor to lure disease-carrying mosquitoes to a trap where they will be poisoned, the Associated Press reported Thursday. So, if successful, the project could lead to development of mosquito traps for widespread use outside the home, this agency said. Dr. Fredos Okumuno, which is a director of research at Tanzania's Health Institute, said he combines 8 chemicals to replicate the musky scent of human feet. He told the news agency his customized scent attracts 4 times as many mosquitoes as humans, and the poison eradicates nearly all the flying insects. It was actually a Dutch scientist who discovered the mosquito's fondness for feet, he said. Interesting. So each year, more than 220 million new cases of malaria occurred worldwide and almost 800,000 deaths. I mean, that's a big deal. So smelly feet, really? It's amazing the kind of issues that they're coming up with and the kind of information that they find. It's just interesting to me. All right, let's kick it off now and go with Jim. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Ainsley. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's up?
I had a question for you. Just curious to get your take on ionizers and drinking high alkaline water for your diet to help improve pH.
Okay. What is your question? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it worth it? Is it not?
It seems to have made a big difference for my wife. She was struggling with sciatica, and, you know, I thought it was kind of voodoo science when I heard about it. And she started drinking, 9.5 pH water. And within, I'd say, a week of starting to drink that water, she was off all prescription medication for her pain and her swelling in her leg, in her left leg.
Well, are you asking me, is it a bunch of bunk?
Yeah, basically.
Well, what do you think? She's off all the medications. What was that? I'm not being smart. I'm just saying, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think there's something to it. I just don't understand it. I mean, it seems too simple to be true, I guess.
Okay. No, that's valid right there. All right, so here's the deal. We have a pH in our body. About 7.0 is neutral. If it gets below that, we're called acidic. And if we go above that, it's more alkaline. Now, the difference is you've got different types of water. You have spring water, which typically can have a lot of the inorganic minerals in it, which a lot of people, that's what they get most concerned about, is the inorganic minerals can build up in the body, causing issues like arthritis and deposits, mineral deposits within the body that can cause some issues, potentially leading to disease. Now, the other issue is when you go for more alkalinity in the body, typically when you're more alkaline, you're less susceptible to issues like cancer. But here's the other challenge, too. The body has a pretty strong mechanism, buffering mechanism, for the 7.0 that it shoots for. And with the different buffering mechanisms that it has, it's always going to shoot to be in equilibrium, meaning it's always going to shoot to be in balance. So the body's always fighting for that way, for that anyway. Now, the whole pH concept of eating foods and all that is beneficial. You can take yourself from being acidic into being more alkaline or more alkaline into being more acidic, and it is possible to do that just barely up above it, because if not, you're causing your body's going to be pulling no matter where you go. Your body's going to be using energy within the body, pulling from within the body to get back down to 7.0. 6.8, 7.2, really, the body's shooting for that range for the most part. 7.2, technically, in medical terms, 7.1 to 7.2 is really the better range. But from more of the natural alternative perspective, 6.8 to 7.2.
Okay, so would the best thing be to continue to test your saliva or something to see where your alkalinity is at?
You want to do first urine with the paper in the morning, first urine stream in the morning. That's going to give you a true read of where the person is. And 9 times out of 10, if you do the urine first thing in the morning on that pH paper, it's going to be acidic. A lot of people are. Now, when it becomes alkaline, then you're making some good progress. But so many people eat, you know, their diets just don't have the right kind of foods in it, regardless of the water. You know, the water will help, and that's why it's probably helped her. But again, your foods make as much a difference as the water does. But I think it's incredible that she's made those strides. But I hope that makes sense, because there's a lot of science in what she's doing. It's not just kind of hearsay or some marketing deal that is just somebody's out selling a big water and, you know, an ionizing water unit. It's not somebody hawking their stuff. There's a lot of good science to it. And a lot of the water we have, well, tap water, of course, but even a lot of the bottled water is garbage. It really is. And there's not a lot of regulation on it. So, I mean, distilled water is always a good one to go with. If you don't have one of those units, distilled water is always a good way to go because it's free of the inorganic minerals. And, you know, I would encourage you, if she's wanting to go that route and she's been dealing with those medications for a long period of time, in addition to the water, make sure she's eating foods that will be more on the alkaline side. And there's too many for me to mention, just if you're wondering. There's plenty in my book. There's plenty in books out there that talk about pH. And there's a book called The pH Diet or something like that. that's really beneficial. So you can check into that as well. But yeah, I mean, I would encourage her because I mean, the proof's in the pudding. You've already seen it work before your eyes. And I love hearing stories like that because, I mean, she's living better because of some natural choices that she's made. She took responsibility for her health. That's powerful. So drink the water. Good stuff. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, Facebook, and Twitter. But let's go now to Candy. Hi, Candy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living well, darling. What's up? How can I help?
I'm having problems with a panic and anxiety attack.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on?
Yes. Well, I really don't know. I had these panic attacks, anxiety attacks back in 2001, and that just, you know, went away, and just all of a sudden, it just hit me all at once again.
Well,
like I can't breathe, you know, I'm smothering, and feel like I'm going to pass out, and then, you know, of course, I get nauseated, sick, like I'm going to throw up and diarrhea and stuff, So I went to a doctor. I was on vacation in Gulf Shores, and so went to the urgent care there. They did EKG, and it came back perfect. And so he told me to follow up my doctor, so I did. So they put me on Zoloft and Xanax.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my question is, what triggers anxiety attacks?
Well, the mechanism in the body that triggers the anxiety is a neurotransmitter that's called GABA. And when it gets low in the brain, then it triggers anxiety. So most of the medications like Xanax or any of the benzodiazepines, what they target is to raise GABA levels up, which causes you to chill out. Problem is those drugs are very addictive. And if you use them over and over for a long period of time, it takes more of the drug to get the same result. And that can be the challenging part. I am not a big fan of the benzos at all. Not even for a moment. I mean, I'm just not a fan at all. Don't like them. Most physicians don't like them if you talk to them. And there's a lot of natural ways to help with that. But the big trigger outside of that is more of emotional stress, meaning, you know, just stuff going on in life. Have you had some things come up recently that have been tough or difficult?
No, that's what I'm, you know, that's what everybody keeps saying, it's depression, but I'm not depressed about anything. Everything was great. I mean, you know, here I'm on vacation at the beach and it just hits me. I mean, it's all at once.
Yeah.
I mean, no stress at work, home, I mean, nothing. I mean,
life is good and you're just feeling all anxious, right?
I guess, just like a while ago, took Xanax and as soon as I take it, within 5 minutes, it just made me nauseated, sick at my stomach because I'm having problems eating. I don't have an appetite now on this one. I'm not eating.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat.
How long has the not eating been going on?
The not eating's been going on ever since probably Thursday. Probably about Thursday.
And have you been throwing up at all?
And I'm not. Well, I'm dry heaving. Now, I'm eating some, but not like I used to. Like today, I ate like a half a biscuit and then like 5 chicken nuggets and some Jell-O and some cornbread and milk.
Oh, my goodness. So, Candy, here's the deal. That would give me anxiety if I ate like that. I mean, you can't. Eating like that would make anybody sick to their stomach. So let's do this. Let me go into this commercial break. We'll come out, and we're going to talk not just about anxiety, but we're going to talk about the role of nutrition and how it affects GABA levels in the brain. And we'll see if we can't connect the dots and put two and two together and maybe paint a picture. But I'll tell you this. The diet, nothing's going to change in your health. Nothing. I know you're on vacation, and I'm not trying to dampen the vacation. I hear you. You want to eat chicken nuggets? You go knock it out. But I'm going to have a little bit to say when we come out of this break, so hang tight.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Call call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Let's kick it off and go with Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Absolutely, man. How can I help?
Yeah, I had a question in regards to gluten. I was wondering if there's any way to know if you're intolerant to gluten, other than getting a blood test done at the hospital. And if I am gluten intolerant, is it okay to take barley powder or barley supplement, the green grass?
Well, you can. I mean, the barley supplements are okay. I mean, it's super green formulas, green food, green drinks. They're all fine. I mean, it just depends on what it's made from and the different products, because there's only four components four grains that don't have gluten in them: rice flour, hemp flour, buckwheat flour, and then also the buckwheat flour, rice flour, hemp flour, and the coconut flour. Those are the four. And so you got to look at the green drinks, what they're made out of, and making sure that they have the right ingredients. Of course, they can say gluten-free, but I would still check and see the grains that they were taken from at whatever level and whatever capacity they're made. Okay, the barley greens are really good. And the super green formulas are really good. The kelp that they use, a lot of those are really good. So, I mean, it just depends on the brand. Okay, now, here's the key. With gluten, the anti-gliadin blood test is fairly accurate. But a lot of times, it's really only taken for people to show if you're dealing with something like one of the major challenges. Like, I'm a big fan of this right here. I'm a big fan of doing food elimination, because if you're celiac or not is always the question people pose to me. They really do. They say, well, you know, I'm not celiac, so I should be able to eat gluten. And it's kind of frustrating. I guess that's why I'm sitting here with you and talking about this, because gluten is, I think, from the research that I've done recently, especially in the last, I'd say, couple of years, I've really noticed a big trend in a lot of the research that's headed toward a lot of the brain chemistry, the ability for gluten to go in, cross the blood-brain barrier, and change DNA. And that's in someone that's only sensitive, not in someone that is intolerant, because there's a big difference. And what we're finding with gluten is everything from ADHD, meaning that it can lead to these types of conditions. ADHD, we're seeing that it can cause some major issues such as any of the brain chemistry related issues, depression, anxiety, bipolar. You can see it with chronic inflammatory, autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue. You can see it with allergies. You can see it with environmental sensitivities, infections, Lyme's disease. You can see it a player in MS and Parkinson's. So, I mean, it is a major, major player with a lot of the health challenges that we're seeing today. And the challenges are pretty phenomenal. However, the victories that can come from just eliminating that out of your diet is unbelievable. And that's why you're seeing, even at all the grocery stores now, everything from your traditional grocery store down to, of course, the specialty ones like Green Life or Earth Fare or Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. I mean, all of those have always had the gluten-free items. But you're seeing, even in a small little town, you're seeing gluten-free pop up. And not just because there's people with celiac. Okay, you're seeing that because they're catching onto the bandwagon. It is a major issue. And you're going to see that more healthcare practitioners, more physicians are going to start pushing people being gluten-free because of what it will do to your overall health. And it will impact you by avoiding it. And there's so many alternatives now. That's what the great thing for me is. I just, in the clinical setting for so long, we've gone gluten-free completely. And have seen amazing results just from that one fact alone. And you can see really good results with it simply without a blood test to find out if you are, if you want to do that. You just eliminate the foods that have gluten in it. But here's the key. It takes 7.5 weeks for gluten to get out of the system. So you got to think about it. It comes in grains, yes, but it also is hidden in a lot of sauces. So you have to be really careful with the condiments and whatnot that you put on your foods, whether you go to a restaurant or you eat at home. But controlling that is a bear within itself, so it's a little bit challenging. You want to be careful with that. But if you want to go gluten-free, if you're looking at that, if you want to say, hey, I just want to see how I feel, I have yet, whether it was through my book that people have read, or it was through the massive amount of emails that we get through the radio show and television broadcast that we do. Whatever it is, I tend to get so much response from people that said, you know, Dr. Ace, I did this one thing. I eliminated gluten from my diet just from listening to you or from reading something you wrote. And my life was absolutely changed. Seriously. And it's not that I did anything. I'm just providing information. But when someone takes action for their own health and action for their own life, that's when everything changes. And that's the exciting part. The exciting part of this is to see someone go from being tired, being fatigued, being in a place where they don't feel like they're at optimal health, and making some small changes in their life to go to the next level. To me, that's what's exciting. To see someone go from where they are to where they need to be. And that's what the show is all about. But gluten itself, the blood test is good. Sometimes it's not the best and most accurate. However, it's pretty powerful. And it's one of those aha moments that when you get it, and of course there's all kinds of books out on gluten now that I encourage you to read. Gluten for Dummies. I mean, there's all kinds of little booklets that's out. But once you get it, I mean, once you've done it, once you've gone gluten-free for 7.5 to 8 weeks, the way that you feel is unbelievable. Your energy levels go up. Your mental clarity. If you have allergy-type symptoms, how they go away. Digestive issues, gone. Bloating, gas, all those sorts of things. Joint pain. Sounds crazy, but it's true. And it works. Amazing. Thanks so much for the call. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Check us out at DrAsaOnCall.com. We'll be back with more healthy talk radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit HealingDropByDrop.com. That's HealingDropByDrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.